Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Of course, we're still talking about, Hurricane Harvey, how it's affecting a great part of our nation in Texas and Louisiana. This is not just a little storm, people. And I know that you know that, and I'm not trying to insult your intelligence by telling you that. This is going to be unprecedented, and I was speaking with someone prior to the show who had heard from a friend, and I want to read what the friend had said. I won't give any names here or anything. Hold on just a second if you have some patience with me. He says, I talked to our friends and daughter in Houston. So far, they are okay. They have not had to evacuate yet. She said that they have seen an 8-foot and a 12-foot alligator. Snakes are trying to get to higher ground and, of course, going into neighborhoods and homes. Dead bodies have been floating in the water. People dead in cars because they've drowned. The scene is hellish. Helicopters flying around rescuing people, boats rescuing people, and in some places water is 30 to 60 feet deep. If you aren't already praying, please pray for Texas. Houston and Galveston and many other towns will never be the same. God have mercy on all the people affected. And I know we only hear Louisiana in mentioning, but I know that they have been also hit. This is devastating. I can just, in a small way, relate to what these people are going through, only in a small way, having lost everything I owned in a fire years and years and years ago. But that was just one person, just one house. But our lives were completely uprooted and never to be the same. You do go on. But the water isn't going to go down anytime soon. And when it goes down, it's not going to be like they can all move back into their neighborhoods and start life again. Life will go on. One thing these tragedies do show you is that materialistic things are just that. They're just material. That's all they are. But the monetary devastation, the home devastation, the lives are disrupted. Many of the businesses will not continue. They're done. It's over. Remember when Katrina happened and many of those had to go find other places to live. They went to other states. They went to other places there. Many of them went to other states to live. They lived with family or even strangers for a time. This is devastating. It's catastrophic and it's devastating. And we're not hearing about the life lost yet because they have no idea. They have no idea just yet. So Harvey, it says it could overwhelm the federal flood insurance program. Well, of course it's going to. There's no possible way that any flood insurance could have been ready for this kind of devastation. It says insured losses from Harvey could total as much as $10 billion to $20 billion, making it one of the 10 most costly hurricanes to ever hit the U.S. In Harris County, Texas alone, the National Flood Insurance Program holds more than 240,000 policies, representing more than $60 billion in coverage. $60 billion in coverage. Think about the numbers and the money we're talking about here. But the program, it says, is already $25 billion in debt and may need Congress to authorize more borrowing to cover claims from the Harvey flood coverage damage. Congress, where's the money going to come from? You and I, our hearts are broken for these brothers and sisters, families. Some of them are our families. And the devastation and the loss and the complete change of life that's going to happen to them. But where is the money going to come from? This is going to take many, many generations to ever recoup. How do you rebuild a complete city? Oh, they will eventually. But how do you do that? Think about each of these individual lives and families and what they're going to be going through. What they're going through now. They're in shock. They have nothing. I know Red Cross is just overwhelmed, and I think you can go to redcross.org if you want to help in any way and see what they need. They talked last night on one of the news shows that I was watching about, I believe it was Red Cross. It was some area they were going into when the victims came in trying to find a place to stay. And they gave them a package which included just basics, I think a blanket, underwear, and some other things that just basic needs. But you don't stop and think about that till it's you. Till it's you. I remember when that house burned down. You had to sleep in what you had on because you had nothing else. Exhausted. We had family. We stayed with my parents the first few nights. And then we stayed with my husband's parents for a while until we had some place to go. It's just devastating, absolutely devastating. Toothbrushes, underwear, soap, towels, blankets, food. The basics that we just don't even think about on a daily basis. As we get up like little zombies in the morning and try to find our way. These families, these Americans, their lives are going to be completely changed. It's not just the devastation now. It's the devastation yet to come. So prayer indeed is a need from all of us. And maybe we can do something. Remember, when Katrina hit, many people opened their homes up, took these families in. This is a time for this nation to come together, put aside our differences, and become the brothers and sisters that we need to be. Show your Christianity, show your love. Maybe you're not able to open up your home, but can you do anything to help? This is devastating, what's happening to this nation right now. And if ever we needed to bring America home, it's now. Because these families, they need us. They need us. And you know what? We need them. I have some more on Katrina when we come back and some other things that are going on. I hope you'll stay tuned. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. There's one church that's refusing to open its doors. Why would anyone do such a thing? 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and this is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm gonna focus a little bit on Houston and on Texas and Louisiana and Hurricane Harvey and what it has done. This is a time when we all need to open up our hearts. We need to be on our knees in prayer. And I say that figuratively speaking, because I know some of you can't get on your knees. This is a church that's taking a lot of heat right now. The Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen's church, it can house 17,000 people. It can seat 17,000 people, but they refuse to open their doors to the victims and those that are needing shelter with the Hurricane Harvey. And there was quite a Twitter storm going on with it, and I won't bore you with all of that. But it's one thing to practice. It's one thing to speak faith. It's another thing to live it. It's one thing to speak love. That's another thing to show it. And they have decided, I guess, that their church is not going to be open for these victims. And you know, I don't, you know, there's lots of reasons. I'm wondering, surely they have enough volunteers to help. But these people are needing places to go that are dry and that are loving. And apparently that's not a place that's going to be open. The looters are coming out, and this is going to be bad. I just want you to know that. I know we have volunteers there. I know we have people that are going to come in. When the water starts subsiding, even it's bad now. But even when the rain stops and the water begins to subside, it's going to look like a war zone. From the damage, from debris that's everywhere, bodies. This is going to be horrible. Absolutely horrible. It is now, but I mean, it's not going to end anytime soon. It says looters attack Cajun Navy with guns during an attempted rescue in the Houston area. The volunteer organization formed after Hurricane Katrina attempted to rescue a group of people in Houston who they thought were victims, but ended up being a group of looters attempting to steal their boats. When the bad guys come out, when the victims are in shock, unable to defend themselves. The Cajun Navy posted on their Facebook page on Monday the alleged attack happened as they were trying to help victims of the Hurricane Harvey. Can you imagine the mentality, the heart of these that go in and loot, preying on these victims? Just anything that they can take that's still okay, they're going to take it. And they were after the boats. I just can't imagine that kind of hate. And yet we have a church that's supposed to be teaching love that refuses to open its doors to these victims. It's kind of hard to know the difference between the bad guys, isn't it? Well, things have been happening, and it's... I've kind of related this to when a mother gets on the telephone and the kids misbehave. It's North Korea knew that we were going to be dealing with this storm, and so North Korea decided to misbehave. And I wanted to visit with you a little bit about that and get your opinion on what North Korea is up to. I'm going to ask Jeremy to talk into my ear because I keep my computer's not coming up. Who's from Ohio? Frank. Frank from Ohio. Frank, how are you today?
Hey, thank you for letting me interrupt you. Love you, Beth Ann. You're so dear to me, and I'm sure to our Lord. On the Joel Osteen deal, real briefly, he has issued a commentary, their church has. I think maybe he is being a huge ministry, maybe not prepared for the deluge and the devastation that hit perhaps themselves for their own church and church members and membership. I'm sure they're thinking and hoping that the COG government there and the FEMA boys and the rest of the government officials and civilian task force at least stop the tide of the chaos. And then I'm sure Mr. Osteen, defending his position in that church, will take up any slack that they possibly can. So I think we ought to give Joel Osteen's parish a little bit of slack in prayer.
Well, maybe, but that's not the way it's been said. That's not the way it's going down at all. He's just refusing to open the doors, and he says, but we're remembering everyone in prayer. And some of the other pastors are a little upset with him because they have opened the doors of their churches, and he's not opening them for anybody. So that's the way that's going down. And it wouldn't be them that would be providing for these. It would be the Red Cross and other volunteers that are coming in to help with these. And they just need the facilities for people to go someplace that's dry. And I'm sure a church of that size, they've probably got a gymnasium. They've probably got showers. They've probably got all kinds of things that they could house. They could put some people up in cots and make way for those who need it. It's just temporarily. It's only a temporary thing, but we don't know how long it'll be. But, yeah, he's taking a lot of heat over it. He's not opening the doors. So,
Beth Ann, I think you've given a wonderful seminary of the whole situation, and I'll keep that in mind before I donate to Holstein's ministry.
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I have in my hand, too, here that, I was saying with North Korea, immediately when they knew we were going to, well, I say immediately, we've known for a while that the hurricane was on its way, but they chose Friday to shoot off some more testing with their missiles after being quiet for a little bit. And then they decided yesterday, well, early this morning their time, yesterday evening our time, to shoot a missile over Japan. It went over Japan. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. What do you think we should do? Do you think we should do anything? Should we just ignore it? I don't think we can ignore this, and Japan's not wanting to ignore it at all. They want the UN to come back and give some more tough lines, you know, and tough talk and tough sanctions. And well, what do you think? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, South Korean military official told NBC News, this is where I've got this news here, that the missile was fired about 5:57 a.m., local time, Tuesday morning. Now, they're about 12, 13 hours or so ahead of us. The official said the missile flew for about 27 kilometers. That's 1,678 miles, reaching a maximum altitude of 550 kilometers, which is 342 miles for us in America. U.S. Pacific Command projected that the missile splashed down at 6:29 local time. Japanese broadcaster NHK reported that the North Korea missile broke into three pieces and fell into the sea. They're not happy about what's going on, and I have his statement here, which I won't read to you. But this is getting pretty serious. This is getting very serious. So here we are in the United States of America, devastated with a hurricane, trying to do all the rescuing we possibly can in Texas and Louisiana. And it's going to take it a long time for us to recoup from that. And are we heading into a third world war? It's kind of a scary thought. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And what part is Putin going to play in it? That's interesting, too. I've got an article here, but the source I'm not 100% confident in, but, you know, he's not to be trusted, and we all know that. He's not to be trusted. In China, why aren't they doing anything about this? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. A little more on the violence. Michael Moore speaking up about the 2012 re-election, which I think is just comical that everybody's looking ahead when we need to be dealing with the now. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking a little bit here about some of the things that are going on with Hurricane Harvey. North Korea is misbehaving. And what can we do to unite this nation? Isn't it a shame that tragedy and death always seems to bring people together? I had to laugh when I saw this. You know, sometimes all you need to do is see a headline, and it's just hysterical. But Michael Moore says Trump will win the re-election in 2020. That I mentioned last week, it just amazes me. I don't know why it does, because they're like this all the time. But thinking about 2020 right now, with all that we need to be considering and doing to get this nation back, this republic back on track. We're fighting Congress. We're fighting mainstream media. We're fighting some of the alternate media. I don't believe any of them have got it 100% right. I don't believe Beth Ann has it 100% right. But there should be a way for us to come together. But anyway, my point is that Michael Moore, who absolutely hates Donald Trump, he absolutely hates the free republic, the constitutional republic. He supports socialism. But he says that, according to him, that he will be reelected. He said, I should say reappointed. Because we will have an even larger population that will vote against him in 2020. But he will win through electoral states as it stands now. They don't understand the electoral vote. And they don't like it because they want the popular vote. The popular vote means those large cities will make the decisions for the flyover states. And our founding fathers had enough wisdom that they knew that that wasn't the way to represent a country or a nation or a people. So the electoral vote was put into place. However, they don't like it because they lost. And therefore, they're going to continue to hound that and hammer that. But he says he'll win again because he still has a strong support, and he'll win by election. They did, not by election, but by a popular, by electoral vote instead of popular vote. The let's go to we have a guest on. He's running a little late. We have Martin Cove. Martin, where have you been?
Well, my daughter's having a baby as we speak.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you do need to reschedule then, don't you?
No, it's okay. We're okay here. I mean, I just arrived in New York. It was late last night. And doing a movie here. And we did a little bit of a... we were in, doing an autograph show in Colorado Springs. And just... one thing after another. It's been really good stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I figured I'd call you because I got to say hello to you and see how you're doing.
Well, I'm doing okay. Congratulations, Grandpa, on this baby. You know what you're having, a boy or a girl?
Yeah, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
And my daughter's been like, she's been just over 9 weeks. So last night, you know, they induced her. And she's like 8 pounds of baby, and she's in the hospital right now. And I just figured I'd give you a call since I blew the last one.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you a reprieve here today too, as well. And we're gonna do this another time. I had a special dinner last night with one of my children who's expecting, and they announced that they are too going to have another boy. And so I know exactly where your heart is, and your heart's right there with your daughter, and I understand that completely.
Well, thank you. I mean, having a grandchild, I have one. Grandchild's 2 and a half with my stepson up in Monterey, and it's heaven to be with her. And I just threw the wedding for my daughter about a month ago at my house, and that was fantastic. And you know, it's just terrific. It's just you know, it's great about a baby because I feel I can go through all these events that I went through with my kid, which is only 26 years ago. So I remember. I remember everything, the soccer games and all that good stuff and playing with the babies. And my daughter wants me to make sure that I advise my son about all the Westerns and take him to see, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly and Searchers.
Wait till he's a little older.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that genre is slowly fading, so she wants to make sure that I introduce it to him, you know.
You know, and... the grandchildren now. I'm a little ahead of you. I have 12, and I have two more grandchildren on the way due in December, and one is announcing what they're having last evening, and the other, they're going to wait till the birth to find out. So we our family is growing, and I know exactly where your heart is. But I'm going to reschedule with you if you don't mind. I'm going to let you go be with your daughter and take good care of that new baby on the way and hold that precious baby and give him a kiss and a hug, okay?
All right, my dog. You're very gracious.
Well, no, I'm a grandmother, so I know exactly where your heart is, and I'm a mother. So you go take care, and we'll reschedule with you soon, okay?
Thank you, dog.
All right.
Take care.
You are more than welcome, Marty. Thank you so much. We see those families growing, and it's you know, we know that we've had some life devastating news here with Hurricane Harvey and things, and life goes on, and a new life is born. We're gonna go to Larry in Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi. I want to say a word about North Korea, but I want to say something about Harvey there. The CDC better get in gear because there's going to be a lot of standing water and a lot of diseases that's going to break out of this deal.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
A church down there, they should at least let the women, help the women and children down there. And the looters, they should be they should be helping community service. They get caught or something like that to help clean the mess up.
Well, they're geared to being too kind. I think that's what they're doing now is cleaning the mess up. They're just taking things. I wouldn't be so kind to them.
Yeah, North Korea, we ain't never had a peace deal with them, and they can't be trusted. Well, they had a nuclear head, warhead on that bomb that they just set off there, and somehow that crazy man quite take out power. Something's got to change there before something does blow. I don't know if it's a situation because China and Russia, we get involved in some kind of a deal there, they're going to come after us or something.
It's not going to be good, is it?
No, it's
I don't see a good scenario no matter how we do this. I really don't see
coming out. Nuclear coming out of it.
Well, I don't know about nuclear, but I see war. And right now I feel like we are weak. And I think we've got good leadership with Donald Trump and with those that are around him, and we'll just see what happens. I sure don't want to see us get into war, but we can't have North Korea threatening everybody around. And it's all about money. It always is about money, and that's what it's about now, money and power. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you.
Hey, thank
appreciate
you.
You so much. You know, we've had a lot of changing of the guard with this administration. And I saw yesterday, this came down, and I just had to write, one is the loneliest number. Remember that song back in the day? One is something. Anyway, never mind. We're going into a break, and I'm going to bring that to you when we come back. I got carried away there with Larry. But there is some things going on that we need to know about. You know, while we're all distracted with everything else, with the rioting and the looting and the hurricane, there are other things that have been happening around this great nation that we need to know about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I said when we were going into that break, there's a lot of things that are happening that we're not aware of. Now, I have not read this resolution, but this is supposed to have happened recently, House Joint Resolution 76. And it affects those in Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Maryland. And according to this article that I have here, and it's coming from a conservative news source that I don't always trust 100%. So we would have to look up the House Joint Resolution 76 and actually read it to know what it says. But according to this particular article, it says that it's an encroachment on the Fourth Amendment. The resolution was touted as a safety measure. Almost every argument for stripping the foundational rights of Americans is presented in this way. And that is absolutely true, that part. Said, whereas an effective and safe Washington metropolitan area, and transit authority system is essential to the commerce and prosperity for the national capital region. So it's only with this particular region, and it's saying that they can search without warrant. Like I said, I have not read this resolution. We need to get a hold of it and read it to know what it really says and how deep it goes. We already know that in many, 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 many ways, the Patriot Act already infringed on some of these things. All they have to do is say, no, this is a terrorist threat and we're going to go in with or without a warrant. But I wanted to emphasize that they touted a safety measure. It's something that's necessary. Necessary. We have quoted this so many times. This is coming from one of the founding fathers, William Pitt, Earl of Chapman. And he said this back, which always amazes me, back in 1783. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So when the government, or whether it's your local government, the federal government, your state government, and they tell you, well, this is necessary, we have to do this for safety, you need to perk up your ears just a little bit. There's usually some kind of a monetary reason behind their actions, or some other kind of a reason behind their actions. I also have an article coming out of, this is San Francisco, and it congratulates itself on shutting down free speech. Free speech, no longer. It says, Mayor Ed Lee praised counter-demonstrators who had marched across the city as well as those who marched near the designated site for the protest. They made sure the themes of love and compassion dominated over hate speech. So what they did was they kicked out those they didn't agree with. They were assisted, it says, in their efforts by threats of violence from so-called anti-fascist activists or Antifa, who openly preach violence as a way to stop speech, not just hate speech, but conservative speech in general. So they put their arms around them and kicked out the others. And then, of course, we know what happened in Berkeley with Antifa demonstrators attacking conservative demonstrators who were there because the others had been disallowed. We have the First Amendment for free speech. That doesn't mean you can just insult people. I guess you can. Doesn't mean it's still right for you to do it. If your mama taught you right, you know not to do that. But you have the right to protest peaceably. Destroying property, putting fist to faces, beating people up is not peaceable. That's not peaceful assembly. And that goes for both sides. That goes for both sides. Antifa has now shown its colors as far as the violence that it is willing to perpetrate. Another thing that's going on that we are not aware of, and I'm going to get Mindy Patterson back on here real soon. She and I were talking over the weekend. HSUS and other radicals conspire behind closed doors at the Detroit Zoo. Now, you do understand that HSUS, ASPCA, and PETA, they don't like zoos. They don't like you to have pets, and they certainly don't want you to eat animals or wear furs. None of that. And so they will attack every livestock or animal industry, including the circus, including the zoo, including farmers and ranchers, pet breeders, all of these. The magicians, they've gone after the magicians, you know, to pull a rabbit out of the hat. This is a travesty against your liberty and your way of life. And we will have Mindy on here real soon to talk about this. And there's some things going on in the state of California that, and I don't have that article in front of me, and like I said, we're going to have her on real soon to talk about some of these, that some legislation that's going down to vote against. There is a common denominator, and that should be liberty. Those who don't like liberty, they don't really belong here. And I'm not trying to be ugly about that. But I know that those that are protesting for socialism, they don't really understand what socialism is. This came to me this morning, and this is out of the state of Missouri. And I thought, this guy should be listening to CSC Talk Radio. He met, and he's saying, can we get back to any kind of civility? We see these riots. We see the hate speech coming from both sides. But this particular woman, she's really taken it, Chappelle Nadell, because she, on one of the social media, she mentioned she wished that someone would assassinate the president, and she tried to take it down quickly. She didn't quite make it. But this gentleman, he's very wealthy, a national conservative. He's Forrest Freeze, I think how you pronounce his name. And he had coffee with her. He wanted to get to know her. He wanted to find some common ground. And he's talking about returning to civility. Can't we all just get along? Can't we? Look at what's happening in Texas and Louisiana. Can't we all just get along? I'm going to try and have this gentleman on the air if I possibly can. We're going to talk about returning to civility. Finding. How many times have I said we've got to find that common denominator? We must find the common denominator. There is something that you have with every brother and sister in common. And it is in that that we can bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.